beside the down the lane beside the garage, at the end of the lane, lived an elderly lady called Miss McGowan. And that name is still shrouded in mystery to me because I only saw her one or two occasions. What is much clearer to me is a gentleman called Mr. Pugh lived in Rose Cottage on the corner of Clanner Street and 4th Street, and he kept his Heinkel bubble car at Miss McGowan's. So as 5 or 6 year old, I would play out the back of 37 with Phyllis Aldridge, and we would run up and down the lane, and Mr. Pugh would give us a lift in his bubble car about 100 yards up to the top of the lane. And I remember it being bright yellow with its opening front door and all the power of a hairdryer. Jack Pugh, as he was called, and his wife Biddy, as I said, lived in Rose Cottage for a number of years. Jack was an engineer, and he bore a very, very interesting resemblance to the actor Donald Pleasance. He spoke very gently. As you walked into his house, you could smell the oil. And when you turned left, there was like an engineering lathe and equipment and a huge, great model, scale model railway locomotive and tender on a short stretch of line. And I believe Mr. Pugh would take this, put out his railway track, and would have the train for kids to ride on at Village Dues. Biddy Pugh had an equally calming, gentle voice, and she was always the prompt for the Bishop Staten players. And what I do remember is Mr. and Mrs. Pugh had a telephone. It was a black, old-fashioned, Baker-like thing with a dial on the front and a curly black cable, which would invariably get tangled up. In the village, Bishop Staten had its own telephone exchange, was right on the corner by St. John's Church. And Bishop Staten phone numbers had 3 digits. It was Bishop Staten 247 or whatever it may be. Mum, we didn't have a phone, so Mum used to use Mrs. Pugh's phone and would give her like 10p or 2 bob as it would have been back then. And she'd phone her sister in Birmingham, and then she'd hand the receiver to me and Gaynor to speak to her auntie Phil in Birmingham. And it was like speaking to somebody on Pluto. Oh my goodness me, Birmingham, my word. I can still remember the phone number. It was Shirley 1551. My mum's incredulity of distances that you could use a phone over never failed to amuse me. A conversation that was very common when I was long distance lorry driving. Hi mum. Oh, hello my love. Where are you? Uxbridge, mum. Oh my God, are you all right? Mum, I'm fine. Uxbridge, not Auschwitz. Oh my Godfathers. That was the conversation with my mum. Wherever you were, it was, oh my God. Even if you're in Newton Abbot, she would say, oh my, you know, this telephone is a marvellous thing. Other activities in the village would be playing like a hide and seek game called Pom Pom outside of the old commercial, which was then called the commercial. The kids that would play there would be me, Gaynor, Steve Hill, Valerie Heal, Dave Cummins, John and Chris Dyer. And we'd end up hiding in the car park of the commercial inn, getting told off, climbing over the wall. And despite the signs on the electricity substation warning you of instantaneous death, Chris Dyer would always be stood on the top of it, waving his arms about, proclaiming his immortality. Get out, Chris. Subutio was a game that all us boys would play at each other's houses. It was like a miniature football game. The teams had different coloured strips and a green, like, roll-out pitch with nets and goals. Dave Cummins, Steve Heal and I used to play a lot, and John Dyer. And we'd have, like, I don't know why Chris didn't, probably because he'd stand on all the players or something. We'd record, like, we'd have an FA Cup competition. And the only thing I do remember that wasn't realistic was the ball, if it was to scale, would have been about 12 foot high. Dave Cummins lived at 13 Clanner Street with his mum, his dad, who was called Steve, and everybody knew him as Joe Cummins, and his brother, Roger, and sister, Karen. At Christmas, Mrs. Cummins would always display a Christmas snow scene, which sort of was a precursor to the Christmases. And I remember as a kid, and I'm sure other kids would have done it, you would have stood there in awe looking at this snow scene and the dark evenings and the cold weather. It was always a physical excitement before Christmas. Dave and I would play with our die-cast Corgi, Dinky and Matchbox lorries and coaches. And incidentally, Dave's dad was a coach driver for Royal Blue Coaches. And we'd sit in the road in Cannon Street. Yep, in the road, around the telegraph pole, which is still there now. The base of it is still there now. Playing with lorries until a passing vehicle would disturb us.